In May of 1918, William Henry Gleiss, a Wisconsin locomotive engineer, died while saving the lives of his crew and passengers in a story remarkably similar to that of Casey Jones. And now William Gleiss has his own ballad thanks to his great-great-grandson, Josh Gadbaugh, my guest on Simply Folk. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's not our normal introduction. Normally, I say a little bit about your bio and so forth, but it's such a great story and a wonderful ballad. So why don't we hear some music right away? What would you like to start with?
I think we'll just start with the ballad.
Great. Yeah.
On May 21st, 1918, the number 3 northbound passenger train on its way to Tomahawk, Wisconsin, collided with a freight train at Sprague, 20 miles north of New Lisbon. The lone fatality, engineer William Henry Gleiss, was instantly killed when the engine cab and the tender smashed together. One of the 4 senior engineers on the Milwaukee Railroad, Gleiss put on the air brake, reversed the engine, and remained at the throttle long enough to slow the number 3, saving the lives of his passengers and crew. A train man since the age of 15, William Henry Gleiss is buried in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. His funeral was one of the largest held in the town of Toma at that time.
Roll on, Bill, down the track.
mind when I heard another freight train. Old Bill died on the railroad, 39 years on the line, 39 years on the line. Roll on, Bill, by and by, roll down the valley line. On a Tuesday morning they brought Bill home, on the train back to Tome alone, on the train back to Tome.
The Ballad of William Henry Gleiss. Josh Gadbaugh wrote the song, and he's also the great-great-grandson of the hero. What an extraordinary story. And I wonder, is that something that you grew up hearing as a kid, or did you discover it recently?
This is a family story, and my mother and grandmother, and it's my great-great-grandfather from my mother's side, and they knew about the story, but it wasn't talked about much. After William Henry Gleiss died, his mother lived in Tome until her death, and my mom remembers going and visiting her, but it was never talked about. But in 2004, Dr. James Brown, he was a retired telegraph operator who lives around Sparta, he wrote an article about the incident, and it was in the Railway and Historical Society magazine. And my grandmother passed that story along to me, and I read it, and I put it away in a drawer, and it stayed there until after her death. And it came out when I started hearing old-time railroad ballads, you know, like you mentioned, the Ballad of Casey Jones, the Engine 143, the Wreck of the Virginia, and those kinds of ballads really started making me remember William Henry Gleiss's story, and I just thought that he deserved his own folk song, so that's what started it all.
Were you a songwriter at the time, or was songwriting new for you?
I was a songwriting hobbyist, I would say. I'm an elementary school teacher, and I enjoy writing songs for my students and my children, and I play quite a bit. And my wife's a professional singer, so we play as a family. But this was my first stab at really writing my own folk music.
Well, it fits right into the genre. It's the whole album is really wonderful, and I should say you're here with your wife. I only introduced you, but Beth Gadbaugh is here, and Beth, you're also a musician and a vocalist and a teacher, is that right?
Yeah.
And are you also an elementary school teacher?
Or? I teach elementary school music and sing. We live in Lyons, Colorado, which is a big music town, so we're very fortunate to have lots of wonderful musicians around us and lots of great places to play, beautiful spots to play. So, yeah, I do it all, do a little bit of both, performing and teaching.
Did you both grow up with music in your homes?
Yeah.
I think my mother says, well, she was pregnant with me, that she listened to a lot of Gordon Lightfoot. And, I grew up with listening to a lot of popular music, but my parents took me to see Ray Charles and some configuration of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and we were big Rolling Stones fans, so that was the start of that. But I think in terms of this album, it was meeting Beth and getting turned on to old-time folk music and things like the anthology to American Folk Music by Harry Smith.
Well, the Harry Smith collection, that's magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, hearing the Carter family sing, you know, Engine 143 and Mississippi John Hurt doing Spike Driver Blues, and of course, Fury Lewis doing The Ballad of Casey Jones, that really started to open up a new world for me.
Neat. Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Sure. This is called Frank Song, and Frank Gleiss was William Henry Gleiss's brother. And I should say that the name Gleiss, when translated from German, means platform or rail track. And it was believed that the Gleisses were a railroad family when they immigrated from Switzerland around 1848. And William Henry Gleiss began his railroad career as a train man at the age of 15 and worked his way up to being one of the four senior engineers on the Milwaukee Railroad.
Which is kind of an exalted position, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, he also had a brother that worked the train yards in La Crosse. He was a brakeman, and his name was Frank. And unfortunately, Frank had a similar fate as his brother William Henry, in that he fell beneath the wheels of a freight engine while working up in the train yards in La Crosse, and he died at the age of 19 in 1897. So, doing this album, I thought he deserved his own song. So we'll do Frank's song.
Frank was a brakeman out in La Crosse. He was 19 years old, had 115 up in the north side yards. He fell where the wheels rolled. The train took his life like it took his legs. One last shot to ease the pain, but the doctor said, son, nothing can be done. So they put him on the evening train. Take him home, take him home. Tonight on the Toma Road, bury him down in Oak Grove. When the train comes to take him home, now his brother Bill, he'll die a railroad man with the throttle resting in his hand. Frank, he'll be waiting with open arms when the train comes to take him home. Take him home, we'll take him home. Tonight on the Milwaukee Road, we'll owe more to darkness than we'll ever know. When the train comes to take him home. Take me home, take me home.
Frank's song. That's Josh Gadbaugh and Friends. That's another one that's on this wonderful recording, Railroad Songs. And what a neat image of his brother welcoming him home as he... But how sad, though, for the family. Oh, my gosh, I can't imagine.
It was tragic. Their mother outlived both her boys. And, according to the news accounts, both boys were brought home on the train back into Toma. And I believe William Henry went to La Crosse Yards with his father to bring back his brother. And after William Henry died, remarkably, the crash that he had with the freight train coupled onto the passenger train that William Henry Glice had been traveling with, and they took his body back on the passenger train back to Toma. So it was almost kind of like this funeral procession.
Wow.
You know, he was pulled by the freight train that he had a crash with. And
that he had saved all the passengers.
And the passenger train that he had pulled. And so, for parents, it must have been an ultimate nightmare. Mm,
I can't imagine. When you come back to, do you come back to Wisconsin on a regular basis?
I came back to Wisconsin every summer as a child. Spent time mostly in Sparta near the old train tunnels on the Elroy Sparta Trail. We just brought the family back for a reunion this summer, and we just got done going up to Sprague, where the crash site was, and taking the kids there and showing them, you know, the curve that William Henry came around and the site where the main line, the siding met, and the crash happened. So, you know, we took some time to imagine, you know, what that must have been like. And we've also taken them to the cemetery to see Frank's resting spot and also William Henry Glice's resting spot. So it's been very powerful to do that with the kids, and not only to preserve history, but to pass it on and make sure that they know, you know, their history, because it answered their questions that they have when they're listening to the album.
Right. Well, and they've been part of it. I mean, I heard their voices on the album. Well, how old are they now?
Gwendolyn is 5 years old, and Greta is 4 years old. And they were, they were probably 4 and 3 when they were singing on the album. So it was, one of the true highlights of doing the album, having them come into the studio and hear their voices. And one of the songs, the John Bull Train, was a song that I had to put on the album because it was a song that was a family song that we sang and that they wanted on the album. So if it was going to be on the album, they had to come in and sing.
So. Yeah, it's really precious. It's wonderful. And nice that they were able to come and sort of visualize the story that you're telling and be able to see where it happened and, as you said, continue the story and be able to pass it down.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing was to hook them in with the song and the lyrics, and you know their minds are such sponges, so they memorize the song so well. But it really came home when we were out at the sites, and they remembered the name and the event, and they started asking questions like, you know what happened, and is that where it came from around the bend, and you know where did they have the crash? Why? And it just gets them talking about it and gets them exploring their own history.
Right, right. Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next? We don't have the kids, so maybe not John Bull, but
we're gonna do the number 3. It's not on the album, but it's a song that I wrote. I guess it could be any sort of ghost train song, but I wrote it to pay tribute to an engineer and his love for his train. And William Glice's train was obviously the number 3, so we'll do the number 3. One, two, three.
Late last night, when Willie lay home. I heard his train whistle moan. That firebox, it was running hard. From New Lisbon up to Tomaha. He had that fire in his heart. It burned for the train, sir. He drove that train 100 miles. Past the watchman's shack. Paint the red flag black. Melting down those old railroad ties. Town, well, you heard the train go down. Willie, he is long since gone. Woman walks the line with those tears in her eyes. She's looking for Willie on the line.
Number 3 is the name of the song by Josh Gadbaugh. And I should add that we have some wonderful musicians here in the studio as well. Fiddle, Jen Claire Paulson, also a member of the Madison Symphony Orchestra who plays viola. And Brad Astor is the bassist who happened to come here by bicycle, towing his bass behind. And Dan Kemmel is our percussionist. So it's some real nice sounds along with the music. There's a wonderful fan base for train music and music about railroads and hobos. And I mean, there are conventions. And have you gotten involved in any of that scene at all?
No, I'm at the tip of the iceberg, I think, with this music. I have definitely enjoyed my time traveling on trains, going on the Empire Builder from Seattle out to La Crosse, and you know, taking the kids to the old train station out in Sacramento and those types of things. It's a wonderful genre. There's so many people that know so much about the history, you know, both on the song side and from you know, the background of, you know, how things came about with the rails. So it's something that I'm very excited to keep exploring.
Have you looked at some of these other ballads and adapted them and worked your own magic with them?
Definitely. You know, the great part about doing this is getting to participate in that long lasting and ever living tradition of folk music. You know, being able to dive in and learn the old songs and be able to shape them in new ways to fit, you know, new situations, like William Henry Gleiss's story, has been, you know, one of the true gifts of you know, Americana music.
It is. You can trace the music through the centuries sometimes, and across oceans and across prairies, mm-hmm. and it's really neat to see how it evolves, and you're part of that living tradition.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, I'm still learning how to do it, and you have to be sensitive to that approach, and hopefully I'm taking those steps. But that last song had its roots in Ruben's Train, and it definitely has went off in a new branch. That song and the next song we're gonna do, that old train tunnel, has its roots in the traditional Swannanoa tunnel. I think people who know railroad songs will hear lines from that, but we've taken it and put it into a new way to do it and to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Rails to Trail. This song takes place in Elroy, Sparta. And it's definitely been inspired by those old train tunnels that are out in that area, and spending time walking through those.
Oh, it's beautiful. What a great trail that is. And the first time you go through, it's just so pitch black, mm-hmm. and those tunnels, they're long, some of them, and
the water's
drippy,
dripping down. It's a haunting place, but you know, you really feel the power of what it must have been like to have those trains going through them. And like I mentioned before, that line runs right past the farm that we were staying at, and every morning, not on that line obviously because it's gone, but behind it on the Chicago Northwestern, you could hear trains going through the early morning, and you know, you do start to imagine those, those trains off in the distance, and the metaphors of the whistle, and you know, you can almost hear those trains still going through those areas that aren't even there anymore.
Wow, very evocative. Well, let's hear the song.
Okay.
It's inspired by the Elroy Sparta tunnels.
Yeah, it's called That Old Train Tunnel. Thank you.
that old train tunnel, Josh Gadbaugh and friends. And by the way, you can find information for this recording and about Josh at joshgadbaugh.com. That's G-A-D-B-A-W. And there is a link to that website on our website at simplyfolk.com. Well, Josh, what's next for you? Are you going to do some more train songs, do some more songwriting?
Or? Stephanie, I have to go back to work. I have had the dream experience of being a stay-at-home father for the first part of our children's lives here, and it's now time for me to go back. So I'm going to go back into teaching elementary school, and as far as the music part goes, I would like to make this current EP into a full-length album and hopefully come back to Wisconsin next summer or soon in the future summer and do a old Milwaukee railroad tour. So,
ooh, that sounds like a great idea.
I always wanted to do that, and so that hopefully will be in the making.
We have time for about one more song. If you have one more, you might do for us.
We'll leave you with another song from the EP, The Ballad of William Henry Gleiss, and it's called The Whistlin' Wheeler. And listeners will certainly recognize the adaptation and influence of the Wabash Cannonball. So thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
One, two, three.
Listen to the rumble, the rattle and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands, the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of her engine, watch the whistling wheeler roll. Midwest to the northwest on the old Milwaukee road. Steams into Chicago, the winds whirling on those rails, through the cold Wisconsin winters in the sleet and snow she sails. Heads west to the Pacific in the crying pouring rains. All aboard, she's raring to go, take a whistling wheeler train.
She runs from Kansas City and she runs from Omaha.
Crosses the Mississippi, she rambles on her way from St. Paul to Seattle and Chicago back again. From the Iowa farm fields to the South Dakota plains, take her home on the Milwaukee road. It's the Whistling Wheeler train. Always be remembered, a brave engineer in this line. His earthly race is over, and the curtain around him calls.